Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. On the order of Krishnanand Prabhu, I will speak something about the holy name today. See, all through the Shastras, it is said that the path of devotional service is joyfully performed. Susukham kartum avayam, it is said. But we find when we execute devotional service, epitomized by chanting of the holy name, you know, is it joyfully performed? Oftentimes, it's like climbing a mountain or a great struggle. What could be the reason for this? Either the acharyas who say this must be wrong, or we are committing some mistake due to which we are unable to joyfully perform it. So certainly there are not two, one or two acharyas, there are hundreds and thousands of acharyas above us who all have experienced the joy of devotional service. And if we are unable to experience it, we have to find out where are we going wrong. And the Shastras give indication that one of the reasons given is we are covered over, our heart is covered by impurity. Just like a mirror is covered by dust, you can't see our face. Similarly, our heart has to be cleansed for us to be able to taste the holy name. Pittopatapta rasanasya na rochikanu kintu adaradanudinam khalu saivajushta svadvikramat bhavati tadgata molahantri. Like that, Rupa Goswami says that when our tongue is afflicted by jaundice, we don't get the taste of sugarcane juice. Similarly, the impurity as it goes away, we become more and more joyful in devotional service. But at the same time, we should know, like an elephant who has taken a bath in a river, we should not add more dust to our body by taking dust and, you know, bathing with the dust again. Again we take a bath, again we put dust on us. Similarly, one should not unnecessarily fall back again and again into sinful activities. Otherwise, one will not be able to gain access to holy name. But there is one thing more serious than committing sin, which is committing aparadha, the 10 offenses. There is one stout mother who produces 10 children. Who is that? Inattention. So the inattentiveness in the chanting, yesterday Krishnanpa was speaking about it. So the inattention means distraction from devotional service. So who is distracting us? Maya is distracting us. So when we get distracted from devotional service, then we are led by Maya into a place far away from Krishna. And then as we commit these 10 offenses, we increase our disease more and more. So the first one is called Dhulilep, which means like a dust covering us. Second one is called Vajralep, which is actually like imagine if you have a fire mark on your body, deeply ingrained, or somebody took a knife and stabbed us on the body, that remains for a long time in our life. You've seen that? Similarly, Jagai Madai only had a dhuli lep over them, which means they had committed sinful activities, but it was not offense. Sin is committed on a material platform, offense is committed on a spiritual platform. So because of that, they could easily be revived back to love of God, you see. And offenses, the problem with offenses is, they don't just cover the mirror of the heart, but they create a disease in the heart, namely, the offenses choke our Krishna avesh. The vigor with which we love Krishna, that vigor is stunted by committing offenses. So, by avoiding sinful activities, which means impurities, and by avoiding offenses, even after doing these two things, it is not enough. Thirdly, we have to call out the holy name with the inclination to please Krishna. Actually, that desire is very important. Because in this world, everybody is doing something with some desire only, surely, with some motivation. So our motivation should be to please Guru and Krishna. So when these three things are combined, then the chanting of the holy name will produce a very great effect. So to avoid sins, there is just one thing we have to do, which will take care of avoiding offenses and avoiding sins. For avoiding offenses, the formula is given by acharyas. సకల సమ్మాన్ కోరి తే శక్తి దేహో నాయ తయ తే తో గాయ హరి నామ సుఖే అపరాధ బిహట. హౌ టు మేక్ ద అపరాధ్ గో ఫార్ ఫార్ అవే? వీ హ్యావ్ టు రెస్పెక్ట్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎనిటీ, ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ యాంట్ అప్ టు బ్రహ్మ అప్ టు గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్. We respect every living being. Respect is the only way to avoid offenses. That means when you see with the material outlook, we lose respect. We have to see with spiritual outlook and cultivate respect. And to avoid the impurities and sins which come in our life, that is a very easy solution to this. And this is the only thing we have to do. We can avoid all sins, all impurities in our life, which means not pay attention to Maya. Which means ignore Maya. Maya is glittering with her illusions in multiple varieties. As soon as one encounters Maya, just like you will see, you know, if sometimes a caterpillar or some creature goes, you put a block, what it does, immediately it turns and goes in another direction. You've seen that? As soon as you encounter Maya, you say, I have come in the wrong road. Immediately you take in another direction. That's what we have to do. As soon as we encounter any different form of Maya, ignore Maya and pay attention to Krishna. This is the only thing we have to do to avoid sin. It is very easy. Because the more we turn away from Maya, show our back to Maya, and the more we show our attention to Krishna, you will see that that type of withdrawal from Maya also makes the heart purer and purer in such a way that we lose taste for Maya eventually. So these two things, if they are done, and we make an effort to please not our senses, our mind, but please Guru and Krishna, by these three things, one's attention and absorption in the holy name will increase. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.